In the U.S. Senate today, a dozen Republicans voted with Democrats to block President Trump's declaration of an emergency to divert money to a border wall. As expected, Alaska senators split their votes, and President Trump has promised a veto. As Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, Alaska has millions of dollars in military construction projects at stake.
The yeas are 59, the nays are 41. The joint resolution is passed.
Lisa Murkowski voted to overturn the emergency. As she explained last week, she believes Congress should improve border security, but she sees the president's diversion of funds as an erosion of a power the Constitution gives to the legislative branch.
The power of the purse rests with the Congress.
Senator Dan Sullivan voted against rejecting Trump's declaration. Sullivan says the southern border is porous, and he doesn't want to vote against the president's attempt to keep Americans safe. Trump responded to the Senate's vote with a tweet, "Veto," in all caps, with an exclamation point. His veto would leave the emergency declaration in place, allowing Trump to take $3.6 billion from military construction projects and spend it on a border wall. No one can say yet which projects will be cut or deferred. At a hearing hours before the vote, senators pressed Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan for a list. Shanahan did say what projects would not be cut.
Military construction on the border will not come at the expense of our people, our readiness, or our modernization.
The Alaska projects at risk total hundreds of millions of dollars. Sullivan, though, takes it as a good sign that at the hearing, he got the acting defense secretary to agree Alaska is of great strategic importance. Sullivan spoke while speedwalking through the Capitol basement.
So I asked him if those were critical readiness issues for the United States of America, Alaska missile defense, and Alaska F-35s. And he said, absolutely.
That may be short of a guarantee that Alaska projects are safe, but Sullivan says the answer gave him confidence. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.